I must say that I've had a full couple of days, Thursday night, arriving at Lansing. We had a full day Friday, a full day Saturday, and boy, what a service. So you'll hear more about it maybe at 11 o'clock. I don't want to spend all the time talking about that. Upcoming activities, the November calendar has been posted. The bulletin's been posted. Wednesday night, I will not be available, so we will not have Wednesday night Bible study this week. We have our food in the back. We have 11 o'clock worship. And just all kinds of things going on. We're preparing for, you'll hear more about it at 11 o'clock, our giving tree. We're going to be sponsoring one of the schools. We're working towards that. Food pantry in the back. Upcoming in November, we have the ordination service for Brent Begg at Hope Crossing, so you'll hear more about that as well. And lots of great things. Just excited to be in the house of God today. We're going to start with a song. Today is communion. Whatever elements you have available to you, we will bless them. We will break bread. We'll pour the cup, whatever you have available, and we'll bless them and celebrate communion together. So that'll be coming up a little bit. I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 today. So we'll begin with a song and just celebrate the Lord's goodness. Give us faith like Daniel in the lion's den. hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give us a heart like David. Lord, be our defense. So God, when we face our giants today, that God, you will be victorious. And you have, and you will continue to be victorious. We're grateful, God, for this word that you provided today. We're grateful to gather in your house, and we're grateful for your blessings. Now, anoint all that is said and done. May you receive the honor and glory. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. In our prayer time this morning, we want to continue to remember the needs of the body. Before I go into the scripture reading, there's a multitude of needs, and we just want to make sure that we continue to lift up all of those, our shut-ins, those that are not feeling well, those that are sick. Remember the church, and we'll give thanks to the Lord. Our scripture reading is Hebrews chapter 9. The writer tells us, "But when Christ came as a high priest of the good things that are now already here, he," meaning Jesus, "went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands." That is to say, is not a part of this creation. He did not enter by the means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once and for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. If he does that, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through his eternal spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciousness from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God? May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Remember to keep Charlotte and Suzanne and Judy and Rita, who is recovering from her knee, and the birthday wishes for a multitude of individuals, Dave and some others that had their birthday yesterday, and our granddaughter Lucy, who had her birthday, and just the blessings. But we're going to celebrate a song, then I'm going to have prayer and do communion.
Thank you.
from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we give thanks for this bread. We give thanks for the remembrance. We give thanks for your blessings and your touch. Father, use this that we would now find you into our life and that you would bless the breaking of the bread in your holy name. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." Father, may your blessings rest upon this juice as it reminds us of taking in and the celebration of your body and blood given for us. Father, may those who participate, those who celebrate, may, Father, you come into their life new and fresh. And we thank you and praise you in your holy name. Amen. As we have celebrated that, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I give thanks to you for your richness and your grace. God, the last couple of days have been a whirlwind, but God, we have found your blessings. We have worshiped you, God, and have learned from those around us. We have celebrated your goodness, and the church is alive and well. And God, you fed us, not only physically, you fed us spiritually, and you've enlightened our souls and spirits that we might worship you, God. You brought friends and family together that we could celebrate the goodness of God. Father, what a blessing it has been to be under the leadership of Dr. Leslie Barnes and our other pastor, Mitchell Birch. And God, we just pray blessings upon both of them today as they celebrate your goodness in worship. Father, thank you for the messages that you've given to us from them. Father, I just thank you for the Word of God, for its richness and the grace that was given to us. And Father, as we celebrate this day, I pray your blessings upon all the things that we hope to accomplish. I pray, God, that you will teach us from the Word of God, that your Spirit would rest with us and we could wrestle with the text and find you, God, worthy of all things. And Father, as we do all those things today, I pray for those who could not be with us, those who are shut in, those who are sick, those who are away, God, and ask that your anointing would be upon them today, God, that they would sense your presence, your freshness, and your grace. So I continue to pray for Charlotte. I continue to pray for healing upon Suzanne, for Judy, and for her health and wellness. I continue to pray for recovery for Rita, for those, the recovery, God, of those in our sanctuary, those that are listed in our bulletin, those that are in need. We celebrated with Lucy yesterday and her birthday. We pray that Dave has had a good day on his birthday as well. And we pray that you'll give us your grace today. God, we're coming into a hectic week. It is an election week, God, and a lot of things are transpiring. So we ask, God, that you would anoint this week, that your presence and safety and care would be upon people as they vote. Father, let your word ring out. And I trust, God, that you will bring into our leadership the one who is going to lead us in the next 4 years. And we pray for that person. We pray for blessings. And we pray for peace in our world. Now, Father, give us peace from the scriptures today. And I'll thank you and I'll praise you for your wonderful blessings. Father, as we remember Pastor Salim in Kenya, we remember our family and friends in Tennessee, we remember our family in South Carolina, North Carolina. I remember my great friends Rodney and Anita, God, and I ask you to pour your blessings on them. Remember our churches around the area, God, that you will bless. thank you and praise you for your love and grace. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. So let's kind of dive into this, and I don't know that I'll get through all of this, but I want you to see some significant things in this passage this morning. First of all, we notice in verse 11, but when Christ came as a high priest of the good things, now the scripture is reporting to us prior to that, that he was from the order of Melchizedek, like a great high priest, significant in that comparison. And he came of the good things that are already here. Now notice that the writer tells us that things are already present and already here. And then he tells us that he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made of human hands. That is to say, it is not part of the creation. So what we see is that there's this significant emphasis upon him going through a greater and more perfect tabernacle. Now, if we look to the scriptures, we know that when Christ died, the veil in the temple was rent in twain. And for biblical scholars and those who don't know, there was a great veil that separated the Holy of Holies from the rest. And when a priest went into the tabernacle, it was necessary that he would go through this veil that was in the temple, that it would show opportunities for him to go into the Holy of Holy place and make intercession. What we get is this writer is telling us that Jesus, our perfect Christ, went through a greater tabernacle that was not made of human hands. Not the one that was built by Solomon, not the one where the veil in the temple was rent in twain, but one that is not part of this creation. In other words, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle of his Father God, who is in heaven. And the scriptures tell us that he went through this perfect tabernacle that God has made on high for you and for me, and that Jesus came through that. And it's not part of this creation. God has it already set aside for him. And the writer tells us that. And he says he did not enter by the means of blood and goats, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. Wow. There's a lot in that scripture that we're not going to get through, but he entered this holy place, the one that God has set aside for him. In other words, his death brought him through the greater tabernacle that God had set aside. But his blood made it possible that he would obtain eternal redemption. And that they signify this, that the blood of bulls and goats and ashes was sprinkled on those who were unclean. In other words, the priest would go into the tabernacle and the priest would make sacrifices for the sin of people, and that blood would cover them physically. But we have this idea here that they are outwardly clean, but we get the significance. Now, we can be outwardly clean, but there's something else going on. In verse 14, he says, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who entered the eternal spirit, in other words, the eternal tabernacle made by God, that he entered this place and he offered for himself unblemished to God, that his death, God's only Son, through the eternal sacrifice, was made so that you and I might have hope and resurrection and redemption. And it cleansed our consciences from acts that lead to death so that we may serve a living God. Wow, there's a lot under this scripture, but the big point I want to get is that we have Jesus. We're coming into a season, a time of thanksgiving, a time of celebration, a time of Advent, a time of recognition. We have a high priest. His name is Jesus. We have a God who has gone through the eternal place, and he's gone through it by the blood that he gave, that he might cleanse not only those physically, but he might cleanse us eternally and internally, that we might have a living God that we might serve. So not only will his blood cover us physically, his blood will bring redemption, that it will clear our conscience, and it will clear our spirits, and it will open up the in Scripture, a lot of power in this word, a lot that we can cover. But wow, just get this whole idea that the writer wants us to know that there is a greater tabernacle that is with God that one day you and I will have the opportunity to go to. But we must have grace through the Jesus Christ, who will not only sanctify us outwardly, but will cleanse us eternally and internally. Wow, what a passage of Scripture. So I leave you with this thought, that the blood of Jesus Christ will give you grace and glory today, that you would understand the power of who Jesus is. And he did it all through a greater temple, not